inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
All it takes. Primroses are blooming throughout the capital city area this month, and that's what we focus on in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
How many different varieties of primroses?
Oh, well, we start with species, and they're, well, depending on who you talk to, of course, and which book you look in, 350 to 500 species, and then on top of that, hundreds of different varieties of some of these. And again, we've got the National Primrose Collection out at the Jensen Olson Arboretum, where it's going to be on the garden tour, the Primula tour, on Sunday. Be able to get to see a few of the hundreds. So, and that's what's really coming up this weekend. Saturday, garden tours on Douglas Island. Sunday, garden tours out the road from noon till 3 p.m.
And what are some of the, where can you get some of the tickets for these tours?
Okay, so tickets are available now through at the Jack and Hearthside Bookstores. You can go to the websites, jahc.org, and also the Master Gardener's website, seak-mastergardeners.org. And they're available day of the sale at the Jack and at Safeway in the Valley from 10:30 till 12:30, where that's where you actually pick up your map of the gardens, and you'll get your receipt. So you can show that at the gardens to prove that you paid for your garden tour.
Okay. Well, maybe a better question, I asked earlier how many different varieties. Maybe a better question was, what are some of the more popular varieties that can be grown here in the capital city area?
Well, and that of course, you will get to see on Saturday, lots of those. And then there's lots more that some of them are hardly even poking out of the ground yet, but that will be blooming in June, July, and August here. So the most common ones at this point are the pom-pom or drumstick primulas, come in white, pinks, and lavenders. And the Julie hybrids like Dorothy and others, they're lower-growing ones. And they come in basically all the colors of the rainbow, from whites and creams and yellows and pinks and reds and purples and all. So those are basically the first ones that are blooming now. And you'll learn about more of those there in addition to, for your $30 ticket on Sunday evening from 5 to 7 down there at the K2 360 room. We will be doing a presentation with photographs, a primula dividing demonstration, demonstration of how to plant primula seeds, and I'll bring along a bunch of free seeds to give away to the folks who participate. And this is a potluck. So please do bring some food and such to that affair. So lots of primrose stuff going on, and it's time right now actually to start dividing some of those early bloomers as soon as they finish flowering.
Okay, so we've got to wait a while. I'm not right off the bat here.
Well, I'm already doing some of that. As the flowers are fading, this is a good time to dig them and divide so that we get them back into the ground. And they can grow new roots and they will actually be growing more leaves to feed the plants. And normally, dividing them this time of year for these early ones will not slow them from flowering next year. So it's a perfect time to be doing that. And if you've got a congested area, big clumps, it's a great time to share with neighbors and friends who want more primroses in their yard.
So how do you divide them?
The easy ones, these drumsticks. Those normally I dig up the whole clump, wash the soil off them in a bucket of water or in a wheelbarrow of water, and they will pull right apart. Clip the seed heads off or the flower tops, which are fading anyway. Clip those off, and you can even give the roots a little bit of a haircut because these can have pretty long roots, 8 to 12 inches long. Clip those off and then plant groups of them, say three in a group, 6 or 8 inches apart. And next year you'll have more flowers. With the Julies, the clump, the lower-growing ones, again, you can dig up the clumps, wash them off. You can pull them apart. They're kind of more attached, so sometimes you actually have to just take a knife and cut them. and again get them back into the ground or into pots if you're going to be sharing these or something like that too.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
Okay, we'll see you on the tour, Matt, on Saturday or Sunday.
Ed Byarsky, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO.